today on Gardening in a Minute, the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. March marks the start of the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, a 75-day event that creates an entertaining and educational experience gardeners can't help but love. Visitors are wowed by the many special displays installed just for the festival, including millions of colorful flowers, themed gardens, and giant topiaries of favorite Disney characters. The display plants are labeled, so it's a great way to get new ideas for your landscape. Have a gardening question you want answered? Just stop by the Festival Center and chat with the Master Gardeners from UF IFAS Extension. You can also pick up great gardening tips at daily presentations by UF IFAS Extension faculty, garden celebrities, and other DIY experts. For more information about garden festivals, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring vegetable gardens. There's nothing like having homegrown vegetables right at your back door, and now's the time to prepare your beds for spring vegetables. Spring crops include sweet corn, cucumber, tomato, watermelon, and several kinds of beans. Start with a plan. Decide what vegetables you want to plant and where in your garden they'll be located. Make sure your site gets plenty of sun and is near a source of water. Get your soil tested to find out what nutrients it needs. Your county extension office can help with this process. Purchase or start your own transplants or plant seeds directly in the soil. For best results, choose varieties recommended for Florida. Water and fertilize as needed and keep an eye out for pests. For more information about vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, redbuds. Redbud is an attractive, short-lived native tree that signals the start of spring with its striking floral displays. This small to medium-sized tree puts out clusters of small pink or white flowers along its bare branches. Redbud trees are also prized for their foliage, since many cultivars boast lime green, yellow, bronze, or burgundy foliage. Popular standouts include Hearts of Gold and Forest Pansy. In some cases, the heart-shaped leaves may change to green later in summer. Redbuds can be planted in full sun or light shade and generally require little care. Plant them on their own as specimen trees or use them under a larger tree with a dappled canopy. Try this Florida-friendly tree to enhance just about any North or Central Florida yard. For more information about redbuds, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring flower beds. Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to freshen up your flower beds. The warm days and cool nights of spring are perfect for planting many stunning selections of annuals and perennials for both sun and shade. Spade or till your beds at least a few weeks before planting and work several inches of organic matter like peat moss or composted cow manure into the soil. For beds and borders, mass plantings of one or two flower varieties provide the best show. Make sure you buy healthy plants, and remember they don't have to have blooms at planting time. In your local garden center, look for beautiful wax begonias, angelonias, impatiens, zinnia, and periwinkle, and make your spring garden the talk of the town. For more information on flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, when should I fertilize my lawn? When to fertilize your lawn depends on a few things, but the biggest rule is to fertilize only when your lawn is actively growing. In South Florida, turf grass grows year-round, while in North and Central Florida, it grows from roughly March or April through September, October, or November. The maintenance plan you choose also influences when to fertilize. If you choose a higher maintenance plan, you'll fertilize more times during the growing season, while a basic plan will require fewer applications. Look for a fertilizer with at least some slow-release nitrogen, which releases the nitrogen to the grass over an extended period of time. And finally, be aware of state and local regulations that cover lawn fertilization and be sure to adhere to them. For more information about lawns, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.